The chemotherapy hum drums. Hum drums are incredible harmonious tongues and pans that are handcrafted in the lush valleys of Udine in northeastern Italy. Drums are handcrafted from hardwoods chosen for their beauty, sound, and resonant textures. To produce different musical sounds, cut tongues of varying lengths and widths are topped with wooden drums. Those who attend the class say they enjoy the rhythm, but they are not musical and do not understand it. It is non-invasive, has no side effects, and has been shown to be effective when used in conjunction with standard care in major cancer clinics. Music therapy is recommended by the Oncological Society for anxiety, stress reduction, depression, and mood disorders. In addition to integrative medical services, MSK provides music therapy and other mind-body modalities, as well as a new online program called Integrative Medicine at Home, to help cancer patients recover and thrive. Relaxation techniques of various types can help to improve the mind, body, and spirit. Music, sound, and vibration are just three tools you can use to manage stress and maintain a healthy energy level, allowing you to focus on the world around you. Listening to soothing music and sounds can help you cope with cancer's difficult symptoms and side effects. Calm music and ambient sounds can induce a meditative state with therapeutic effects that relieve symptoms. Listening to music reduces stress in the body, which can be beneficial during surgery or treatment, especially if you have been exposed to stressful events. Although many patients do not associate hearing loss with cancer treatment, it is a real side effect. Chemotherapeutic drugs commonly used to treat ovarian, testicular, colorectal, and rectum cancers can damage nerves and other tissues in the ear, and patients receiving high doses of these drugs may already have hearing problems. Approximately half of chemo patients are given platinum-based drugs, a heavy metal that can harm the myelin sheath, the membrane that forms around and protects nerves. High-dose radiotherapy to the head, ear, or brain can cause inner ear damage, inflammation, earwax, ear fluid blockage, and stiff ear bones are all symptoms of medium and outer ear problems. Many of the common medications used to treat cancer can also harm your inner ear. Lots of loud noises can cause hearing loss and tinnitus as you get older. This can result in a variety of health problems, including benign ear tumors, normal ear shapes, head trauma, viruses, and allergies. Tinnitus can be more severe in people who have lost their hearing, especially if the auditory nerve is severed. Tinnitus is the term used to describe hearing noises that are not caused by external noise. Without regular auditory stimulation, the brain is analogous to a car attempting to tune into a radio station that is out of range. People with severe hearing loss can benefit from working with their natural inner ear to improve their hearing. The nerve that connects the ear to the brain is damaged in the inner ear. By obstructing or preventing sound from reaching your inner ears, you can instead hear it in your brain. The reason for the tests is determined by the type of cancer treatment you are receiving. If your cancer treatment increases your chances of developing hearing problems, have your hearing tested at least once before your treatment ends. Tachman 5 nuclease was used to investigate SNPs in xeroderma pigmentosum group D and XPD. Advances in pharmacogenetics and cancer chemotherapy have the potential to predict the clinical benefits of a specific therapy. This paper, which describes the biochemical function of GST, demonstrates that individual isoenzymes contribute to resistance to carcinogens, anti-tumor drugs, environmental pollutants, and oxidative stress byproducts. There is evidence that the level of GST expression may be a critical factor in determining cell sensitivity to a wide range of toxic chemicals. To identify factors that modulate resistance to certain harmful chemicals, a description of the transcriptional and post-transcriptional mechanisms of GST and isoenzymes is provided. Only a few medications are available to treat hearing loss. Hearing loss is caused by aging and damage to the hearing cells in the ear. Antibiotics are used to treat infections that block sound transmission in the ear in cases of conductive hearing loss. Dizziness or hearing loss can cause you to fall or lose consciousness. If your hearing loss is the result of medication or medication that you have previously received, it is critical that you avoid it as much as possible in the future. Hearing loss is frequently associated with aging and can be brought on by certain chemotherapies and medications. Adam Edwards, 34, the owner of a bike shop in Dallas, says he was relieved when he discovered a device developed by an Australian audiologist. Certain diseases and infections can cause sensory and hearing loss by damaging the cells that help you hear sound. Hearing loss caused by these diseases is frequently accompanied by nausea, vomiting, dizziness, and tinnitus. Music therapy can also help with the symptoms of cancer. In cancer treatment, music therapy may help reduce respiratory problems and improve the quality of life of terminal cancer patients. According to research, simulated music therapy has been shown to reduce anxiety and stress in patients undergoing radiotherapy.